the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, President Biden warns that a Supreme Court ruling granting presidents broad immunity from prosecution would make unchecked Republican Donald Trump more emboldened to do whatever he wants if he regains the White House in November's election. Biden has been under intense pressure after his debate performance against Trump last week. He urged Americans on Monday to think carefully about their decision and signaled he had no intention of dropping out of the race. Over in South Jersey, Atlantic City is making an effort to address its homeless population.
In a place with a long history of homeless people living under the boardwalk, Atlantic City has launched an effort to prevent people from sleeping on public property and instead connect them with shelter and services. The city plans to enact the policy in September. It comes days after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that municipalities can ban homeless encampments. A fire in mid-April killed a man in a homeless encampment under the AC boardwalk. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The lightning storm over the weekend reportedly claimed the life of one Seaside Park resident. The National Lightning Safety Council says run to safety once you hear thunder.
The greatest thing that people need to know is that there is no place outside that's safe in a thunderstorm.
According to the council, there were 14 lightning-related deaths last year. Now, the Rue Insurance Business Report. Inflation in the United States is slowing again after higher readings earlier this year, the Federal Reserve Chair said Tuesday, while adding that more such evidence would be needed before the Fed would cut those interest rates. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 162 points today. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit RueInsurance.com. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will the 4th of July be a good shore day? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have a clear to partly cloudy sky tonight. Still relatively comfortable for early July. We'll have a low temperature within a few degrees of 60. Clouds and sunshine as we head through tomorrow. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s. It'll be in the upper 70s at the shore. Now the humidity will stay pretty low tomorrow. Feeling a little more muggy tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, lows in the mid to upper 60s. And the humidity certainly higher on the 4th of July. It'll be a very warm day with clouds and sunshine. We'll have to watch for a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon, especially across central and north Jersey. High temperatures 85 to 90. It will be close to 80 at the shore. And still the risk for a thunderstorm in spots on Friday. Again, very warm and humid, a high near 90. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Rockaway 82, Franklin 85, Beach Haven 74. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by MyPillow. The $25 extravaganza is going on now. Get a two-pack of multi-use MyPillows for just $25. Go to MyPillow.com. Or you can also call 800-315-0584 and use promo code Jersey for free shipping on orders over $75 today.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.